meeting tonight on this tabernacle. Appreciate the good singing tonight. Camp meeting singing. Praise the Lord for that. If you will tonight, take your Bibles, please. Turn to Psalms chapter 122. Psalms 122. When you find your place, if you're able and willing, please stand tonight. Give reverence to the reading of God's Word. Psalms 122, if you will. I want to do my best to mind the Lord. Not here to impress anyone. Amen. Not to put on a show. Try to preach God's Word. It's Genesis to Revelation, and where you take is all right. It's God's Word. But I believe this would be the will of God tonight. That's what I'm interested in, and preaching what God would have me to say. Psalms 122, we know these psalms are a song of degrees of David. They were to be sung, and let me say this, listen to the word that I'm going to say. They were to be sung while they were on their way to the tabernacle or temple, amen. They were mandatory, thank God, holy feast they were to attend. It was mandatory. And the psalmist starts his psalm with this right here. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Can I read that again? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now on their way to the place of worship, they were preparing themselves to worship God. And if there's ever a day we need God's people how to prepare themselves for the place of worship, it's today. Now y'all listen to me real good now. And here they singing psalms about the majesty, about the glory of God as they are making their way. They are preparing the hearts. Now, in this particular psalm we see here, they tell about the place of worship. They talk about Jerusalem. They talk about the purpose of worship. They met to worship the Lord. And they tell about the power of worship, amen. It ought to make you glad, thank God, to worship God, amen. Now, it's amazing to me, amen, that two men can be in the same meeting. They can hear the same music. They can hear the same message, amen. But it affects them both differently, amen. And what is it that makes the difference? They both came to the same meeting, heard the same music, heard the same message, but they left in a different way. And the reason is because of the way they were prepared to come, and they got what they come for, amen. And you can get what you come for, and you can get what God would have you tonight would have you to have, amen. If you come looking for something tonight, amen. Both of them, thank God, knew how to get there, but they didn't get there right. Now, notice something with me. Let me build just a moment. Are you going to sit a long time? So stand just a moment. Psalms chapter 23, please. Psalms chapter 23, if you will. Let's read some scripture a moment, then I'll preach. Psalms chapter 23, verse 6. I want you to read these scripture with me now. Quote most of them and go on, but I want you to read. The Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Now, Psalms chapter 27, please. Psalms 27. If you had one request tonight, what would it be tonight? If you had one request, the psalmist says, Psalms 27 and verse number 4. One thing, listen, one thing. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, how to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. That would be a good place to give an invitation tonight and see how many really would say, Lord, one thing I desire. If I could have one thing I could desire tonight, I'd want to dwell in the house of the Lord. I got all the days of my life. You listen to me, young people, friend. Chapter number 92, please. Chapter number 92, y'all okay? Psalms 92 and verse number 13. Psalms 92 and verse number 13, please. Psalms chapter 92 and verse 13. The psalmist said, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You get planted somewhere, amen. Thank God you'll bear some fruit where you planted, amen. There's every day we need some folks stop in church hoppers, amen, and get planted somewhere and do something for the glory of God. Is that right or not? Now let's move on. Psalms 118, please. Psalms 118 and verse number 26. Psalms 118 and verse 26. The Bible says, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We know who that's talking about. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now watch what it says. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Now we always want to come and God, I'll be a blessing to us, amen. But have you ever thought about how much he wants you to be a blessing to him? Amen. We met, thank God. The church house ought to be a place. How the tabernacle ought to be a place. Amen. That we can bless the Lord. Amen. Out from this place tonight. Now take your Bible, please, if you will. Psalms chapter 134. Psalms 134. Psalms 100 and verse chapter number 34, if you will, in verse number 1, how the Bible says, behold, I bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. He said, bless ye the Lord. Did you hear that? Bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Amen. The Lord hath made heaven and earth. Amen. Bless thee out of Zion. Chapter 135. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Are ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. I praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. For the Lord is good, amen. I sing praises unto his name, for his pleasant, amen. It's pleasant unto him, and it ought to be pleasing to you, amen, to sing songs to him, amen. If you're singing for any other reason, amen, you ought to check up. Are y'all hearing me tonight? We come to worship him and praise him. The songs bless me, amen, that you sung, amen. But we're singing for the Lord and unto the Lord, amen. And we're to sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant, amen. A psalm, amen, 122 says two times about the house of the Lord. Now let's go to the New Testament. Everybody okay? I'll go, if you will, to 1 Timothy chapter number 3. 1 Timothy chapter number 3. 1 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 15. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. How the Apostle Paul, inspired by God, said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest behave thyself in the house of God. But we need some lessons on that today. We ain't at a clubhouse. Amen. Are y'all hear me tonight? We're not at an entertainment center. Amen. I'm talking about the house of God, which is the church. Amen. Of the living God. He said, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It's the church of the living God. Now, you may act dead, and you may be dead in your trespass sin, but we serve a living God. He said, the pillar and the ground of truth. If there's one place, amen, how you ought to be told the truth and can find out the truth, it ought to be the house of God, amen. And if you go to a place that don't have enough backbone to tell you the truth, amen, I find you somewhere that will tell you the truth, amen. Hey, Bible said without controversy, how great is the mystery of godliness, how God was manifest in the flesh, how justified in spirit, how seen of angels, preached unto the Gentile, how believed on in the world, how received up to glory, amen. Let's look at one more, please, in 1 Peter chapter number 4. 1 Peter chapter number 4. If you will, verse number 17. Chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Peter 4, 17. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of thy soul to him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. If you will, I want to go one more place, amen, and I'll be done. Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10. Hebrews chapter number 10. God help us tonight, I beg you, Lord. Help us, God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 21. Hebrews 10 and verse number 21. And having a high priest, amen, over the house of God. Y'all hear me tonight? There's somebody over the house of God that's bigger than the preacher man, amen. He's the one, thank God, that turns the light on. He's the one that puts the oil in the lamp. He's the one that trims the wicks, amen. He's the one that can snuff the light out for you. Now, there's somebody has bought and paid for his church, amen, and he's still the high priest. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And the Bible said in verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, amen, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Attending church, friend, is so important for the Christian life. Thank God, I'm telling you what, it is a commandment of God. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, amen. His commandments are not grievous, amen. He said, friend, if we sin willfully, he just said he's the high priest of his church. If we sin willfully after we have seen how the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for the judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law, died without mercy, under two or three witnesses, of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, how people think today, how's under the grace of God, they can live like the devil, I commit sin, live like hell itself, friend. The grace of God, thank God, that brings salvation of the pure to all men. How teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and live soberly and righteously in this world, amen, in this present world. He said, of how much sore punishment, suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under the foot of the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant. That's the covenant I'm in, amen. I ain't in the Sinaitic covenant, amen. I'm in a blood covenant, amen. And the Bible said, wherewith he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For by grace are you saved, amen. He said, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing. He shall judge his people. He shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Are y'all with me tonight? Please pray for me tonight. Father, we sure love you tonight. Oh, God, Lord, you know my heart tonight. Oh, Lord, I want to say what you want me to say. Dear God, as much as you want me to say, I beg you, God, touch my voice tonight. Lord, you said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where two or three are gathered together in your name. Oh, you said you'd be in the midst. Thank you, dear God, for being our high priest tonight. Being our Lord, our Master, our Savior. God, I pray you give me unction and power to be able to function tonight. And preach, dear God, the will of God tonight. I pray, Lord, every church represented. Oh, God, we get help tonight. How that one nearest tell or repent of the sin and get born again, born from above before they leave his place tonight. Lord, we love you tonight only because you first loved us. God, I beg you, Lord, help us, Lord. God, we want to see revival that we can have camp meeting, God. I pray tonight, Lord, do a work that I can't do. Thank you for the good singing, God. But do a work they couldn't do tonight, Lord. We'll step back, give you all the honor and glory of anything that's got any eternal value to it tonight. We realize, Lord, it'll come from you. We'll thank you now for what you have done and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I thank you for standing tonight. You pray for me like you want me to pray for you tonight. I say tonight, friend, the house of the Lord. That's what God burdened my heart with. It may seem elementary, but I'm telling you what. If there's something that's needed, it's what I'm about to say to you tonight, friend. We've got too many people, amen, that their name is on the church roll, but they disobey the command of God about being faithful to the house of God. It's amazing to me, friend, how there's a disease that only breaks out on Sunday morning. And sometime on Wednesday night, on Sunday morning, there's a disease that people get, friend. Most of the time, it only lasts about 24 hours, friend. They go to bed on Saturday night. They feel all right to get up in the morning. I eat a big breakfast. But it's about time to load up, go to the house of God. They don't feel too well. Morbus sabbaticus, that's what the disease is. It's Sunday morning sickness, that's what it is. It's amazing. As soon as the church service gets started, they start feeling a little bit better. Around lunchtime, eat a big lunch. When it's time to go to church at night, they feel a little queasy again. Amen. But come Sunday morning, it's gone, friend. I tell that crowd around the church, I tell you, 2 days you get well on. You want to get healed, just hang on to Monday morning. Or hang on to Thursday, amen. That's the days everybody get well. There's something wrong, friend. Y'all hear me tonight, friend? I'm talking about the house of the Lord, amen. I say, friend, do you have that problem? In verse number 1, amen, Psalms 122, it's what I'm preaching on. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's a privilege, thank God, to go to that place. It's a privilege to go to the house of the Lord, amen. He said, I was glad, amen. That means to rejoice, amen. I preach up down the road, past the church. You look at folks, amen. They look about half ticked off most of the time. I seem like the mad, friend. I don't see a whole lot of glad faces, amen. I'm coming through the parking lot, sitting out, amen. In the congregations across this country, friend, we've lost our joy and our rejoicing. Many have lost a song. They've lost the burden over people going to hell, friend. He said, I was glad that many is rejoicing, amen. He rejoiced all the way to the place, amen. I realized it was a privilege, amen. It brightened his face up, thank God, when it come time to go, amen, to the house of God. There's too many rather be camping on Sunday. They'd rather be fishing on Sunday. They'd rather be somewhere else. Take the children to a ball game, to a racetrack, and tell them that's more important than being at the house of God. Anybody here tonight, friend? He rejoiced at the very thought about going to church, amen. Your attitude about church shows your attitude about worshiping God and your love for Him tonight, friend. I'm said, thank God. We ought to be glad to come to the house of God. This old world is trying everything it can to tear down our faith, friend. They don't honor your faith. The world don't help your faith. But if you can get to the house of God, amen. Well, there's a man of God that tells you, open that Bible up, amen, and start preaching that word. It'll honor your faith, and it'll help your faith, amen. I'm talking about our faith tonight, amen. I'm glad my faith is in a person. Thank God it ain't in a denomination. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And we'll sing about Him and preach about Him at the house of God. I say, friend, it'll encourage us, amen. Hey, it ought to be revealed eagerness, amen, in our lives to get to the church house. Thank God to get to the church house. I find out something about my future, amen. This old world's not my home. I'm just a passing through, amen. Thank God one of these days the trumpet's going to sound. Our gravitation's going to lose hold. And we're going up. The church ain't going down, friend. We're going up, amen. Thank God. Thank God life at its best, friend. It's short, it's but a vapor. The man of God talked about a death. I had a preacher call me today. He said, preacher, my sister died last week. He's one of the last men that was on my ordination council. He's very old and sickly. I very feebly said, preacher, but I preached a funeral that day. Had a man to come up after the service and say, he said, I'm going to be at your church Sunday morning. That's what he said. Hell is full of people putting it off, friend. We put off revival too long, friend. Many know they're not right with God and the house of God, and we put it off. He said, I'll be at the church house on Sunday morning. He died on Friday, friend. The devil will tell you to put it off some other time. Heard they're dying of all ages, friend. Life is but a vapor. Y'all hear me tonight? I'm glad I know. thy name is written somewhere, amen. It may not be on the marquees of this world. God, I come to rejoice tonight, not because spirits are subject unto me, but because my name is written in heaven tonight, friend. I'm saved, hallelujah, by the grace of God. Where are you going to spend eternity, friend? Are you either going to heaven or going to hell, friend? You're either saved or lost. You're going to a place of joy, or going to a place of judgment. And y'all listen to me, friend. I'm talking about the privilege of going to the house of God. This nation of ours, we've lost a lot of other privileges that our forefathers fought and died for. Listen to me, friend. Hey, there's a bunch of them today. Bless God, half-hearted, half-time show up, in and out, up and down, friend, like a yo-yo. Listen, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We keep playing around and leaving God out of everything, friend. They voted him out of the White House. They voted him out of schoolhouse. And he's almost voted out of most church houses today, friend. And y'all hear me tonight, friend. We're losing our freedom, friend. There's nations we'd love to meet like we're meeting tonight, friend. They'd give anything to have freedom, amen. There's some places tonight, they don't have 10 Bibles. They don't have 5 Bibles. They don't even have 1 Bible. They got 1 page to read, friend, and waiting for the next page. Thank God of God's Word. We got more Bibles. I mentioned last night, on planet Earth, there's more Bibles on this earth than it's ever been in the history of mankind. Folks lay them in the trunk. I put them on the seat and everything else. Instead of putting it in the heart, friend. We're losing our freedom, friend. At the rate we're going, your grandchildren won't even be able to meet the house of God. We're losing our freedom. This Bible says, and many people shall go and say, come ye. Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways. Thank God, we need to learn something about the ways of God. We will walk in his paths, amen. Thank God, go forth the law and the word. Thank God, the house of God, you can learn how to walk with God. Know what he likes and what he don't like. What he loves and what he hates, amen. I'm just telling you tonight, friend, we're losing our freedom. David said he's a delighted, amen. Thank God, I ain't never got mad. I was at a place one time. I had a little girl save the church. Was going around handing out tracts. She didn't know a preacher from nobody else. It's amazing to me how preachers act sometimes, friend. It reveals a whole lot about them. I could be anywhere in the world, some young person. I give me a tract, I'm going to take it gladly. Have a conversation. Oh, I'm the man of God. I'm the preacher. That's the way some of them act toward them, friend. Instead of encouraging them like they don't need it, friend. I take it and give it to somebody else, friend. Thank God for anybody to sow the seed in this world. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, friend, we need to wake up and realize, friend, it's a delight to serve God. I don't feel sorry for me. Ask God. I see that crowd on the other side of the tracks. I see them out there in the world. They tell you they're happy, friend. They're miserable. They're depressed. They're lost. They're dead. There's pleasure in sin. But it's killing them tonight, friend. And we're losing our freedom, friend, to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. I'm saying, friend, I'm glad somebody had enough courage to tell me about Jesus. I'm glad somebody had enough love to tell me about Jesus. Amen. We have lost it, friend, about having the freedom to give out tracts, the freedom to witness, friend. We're giving it away, friend. There's many may say, mind your own business. They may tear your tract up. I've heard stories of people getting a tract and throwing it on the ground. Thank God, little they know God was in all that. Then somebody comes walking along and picked the track up. Don't know who throwed it down, but God's got it planted, amen. And they get saved by the grace of God. If all it takes somebody throwing your track on the ground, or cursing you a little bit, slamming a door in your face, friend, you ain't got much tonight, friend. Ain't got the early church, friend, they died for the cause of Christ, amen. The Bible said he was glad, thank God. And the psalmist said, O Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, the place where thine honor dwelleth. Amen. Thank God, happy people. Amen. I ought to be happy when people come to the house of God. It makes the pastor glad. And when you come, thank God, ready to worship God. Y'all hear me tonight? It's a privilege to be in the house of God. You better praise God. I have people now that are feeble and sick. Say, preach, if I was well, if I could get well, I'd be at church. Well, when you was well, you didn't come, friend. Is that right or not? I'm talking about a privilege being in the house of God. Now, what am I to expect when I get to the house of God? That's what I'll preach on tonight. What am I to expect when I get there? It's a privilege to have one to go to. It's a privilege to be there, thank God. In verse number 4, the psalmist said, whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord unto the testimony of Israel. Amen. Thank God it's a place of preaching. Amen. Oh, Paul got saved, the Bible said, and straightway preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. They go up to hear the testimony of Israel. They went for the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of Pentecost, and the feast of the tabernacle. On that pilgrim friend, they know the place they were going up. They were going to hear the word of God. They knew the word of God would be on it, friend. Thank God we don't come just to be hearers of the word. We come to be doers of the word. Not only hear the word, but heed the word. Amen. I say tonight, this Bible ought to be the heart of everything we do at the house of God. They're trying to take the Bible out of the church. They're trying to take preaching out of the church. He didn't choose the foolishness of singing, friend, to save them to believe. He didn't choose Bojo the clown. Y'all hear me tonight? He chose the foolishness of preaching, amen, to save them that believe. If you will, let's look at some more scripture. I normally don't do this, but I feel led of the Holy Ghost, amen. Romans chapter number 10. Romans chapter number 10, please. Romans chapter number 10. And verse number 13, please. Romans 10. There's churches all around. I heard him say some of y'all don't have a pastor. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know if you got deacons on who you got. But let me tell you a little something. I've been in this thing for a while. Those of you don't have a pastor, get on your face and seek God. You can write out all the resume you want to. They can dot every I and cross every T. That don't mean that's what they are, amen. But God can send you the man, praise God. That's what old timers used to do. That's still a mother grubbing the ground, getting everybody to throw names in the hat. They went to the throne room of God and asked God to send them a man, amen. God's got a man, bless God. I'm going to tell you what, don't let deacons run the church in the crowd. Don't let them run the man of God in the crowd. He ain't going to be the last man to come through for you. He's got to be himself, but he'll be the man of God. Joshua's not Moses, amen. And he didn't try to be, thank God. I ain't trying to be Mays, Brother Mays. I'm not trying to be Brother Pillar. I can only be me, amen. That's all you can be is be yourself, amen. But notice what he said in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. I'm glad I called. I'm glad he done what he said he'd do. Amen. My part was the calling and repenting. His part was saving. Amen. And the Bible said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a teacher? Y'all hear me? A preacher should be apt to teach, amen. If he can't teach, he ain't gonna preach, amen. That's God, every time I preach, I'm teaching, amen. Y'all listen to me, friend. But he should be a preacher, amen. They tell me all everywhere I go now. Well, we've got a good man, but he's a teacher type, amen. That's what they want. Some teachers have an itching ears. That's what we want today. Heap to themselves, teachers have an itching ear. A stroke is just right, and we'll keep you around a little while. But if you come plowing our field too close and get up close to where ground and everybody else live, that's God, we'll send you down the road or we'll pack up and leave. But the Bible said, amen, that without a preacher, thank God, how shall they preach, amen? You know why some of them ain't preaching? They ain't sent. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings, amen, of good things. Y'all listen, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, amen. Thank God we need a preacher, amen. Y'all hear me tonight? Go if you will, to 2 Timothy tonight. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. The Bible said in verse number 1, this is a true saying. Are y'all there? I'm just going to mention this verse and I'm going to move down. This is the truth set. If a man, this is out of the office of a bishop, he decided, y'all, if you're going to get you a pastor, you better study these 16 requirements real good, amen. They're letting anything and everybody in the pulpit today. Y'all like me or not, friend, but I'm telling the truth. We got all kind of whoremongers in the pulpit today. Y'all hear me, friend? Ruin and wreck homes all over this country, and they treat them like they're king, friend, and they'll follow them to the pits of hell. Is that right or not? Anybody okay tonight, friend? Look, if you will, in verse 16. The Bible said in verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 16. Amen. The Bible lets us know, amen, in verse 16. 2 Timothy. I got to go 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof and correction, for instruction. Listen to it now. Here's the preacher man that he's talking about. He said that the man of God may be perfect. That's talking about mature. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. And then he said in chapter 4, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, and is appearing and kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they'll not endure sound doctrine, but after long lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fable. But watch thou in all things, and do affliction, and do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, not somebody else's friend. Y'all listen to me tonight, friend. So if I go to church, amen, it's a privilege to be there. When I get that, I ought to be a preacher man there, thank God. And the preacher man's got something to say when he stands up. And you join up as a member, friend. Are you under the caretaking and the watch of that pastor, amen? He's got every authority. You stand up and say, you're going to be my pastor, my spiritual leader. That means when I got sin in my life, you got every authority to reprove me and tell me what's wrong, friend, and call it by name. I'm glad them old timers named sin, friend. I wouldn't know what sin is if God hadn't wrote the list down. But he wrote a list down, amen. You can compromise and overlook it all you want to. But we'll not have a spiritual revival. We'll not have an old time camp meeting. That's a sin is took care of in the camp, amen. The man of God is to reprove us and tell us what's wrong, amen. I ain't got gun barrel spray. I straight, thank God, and pinpoint and call, thank God, sin out, amen. You may not like it, but sometime the man of God's got to come and skin you real good, amen. I ain't gone and preach the word of God to rebuke, amen. I ain't got where to give a warning, criticize it. Not only call it out, amen. Not pacify it, amen. But criticize it, amen. I call the sin by name and warn them, thank God. He said exhort them, thank God. Thank God, I'm telling you what. We need listen, when you preach that Bible, it ought to comfort the godly, but it ought to make the ungodly uncomfortable. Y'all hear me tonight? Every sinner come to church ought to be welcome. But if they sit week after week and comfortable, what we call worshiping God and preaching the Bible, something's wrong with us. Hey, listen to me, friend. We're to preach on sin. I know one thing. Every time I preach, I don't care where it's at, somebody's hurting. Somebody's suffering. Somebody's in trouble. Every time you stand. And listen, as some people seem like, and I believe when they come, I had some folks come to my church for a while and visit. I didn't know nothing about them. I thought this husband and wife, to be honest with you, they'd come and smile. I don't know why, but I'd hit that adultery. It just seemed like every time they showed up, amen, I didn't have a clue, but God knew what it was, amen. They said, well, we stopped coming by there. I said, every time we came, I said, you ought to come some other times, amen. I ain't got on preach on adultery every week, amen. I ain't got, there's times we preach encouraging messages, amen. That's why you ought to be there every time the doors open up. That you can get reproved when you need it. That you can get rebuked when you need it. That you can get encouraged, amen. When you need it, amen. I ain't got Thomas laid out. That's why he didn't see the Lord, amen. That's why he doubted, friend. I ain't got out on the miss out on nothing God's got for me. At the house of the Lord, amen. I ought to be preaching there, thank God. We need a man of God to take the word of God. And God, tell me my failures. And preach on my sin. That I can get right with God. I've had many of them preach me to the altar, amen. But ain't none of them preach me to the house yet, amen. Thank God, I'd rather be at the house of the Lord and learn about Him, want to walk in His ways and know His word, amen. Thank God, you get around Spirit-filled Bible. I sent a preaching it all thrill your heart, amen. When it preached on the great themes and great doctrines of the Bible, amen. Thank God, it'll stir your soul up. So I get to church. I get to church, amen. It's a privilege to be there. Thank God, I ought to be a preacher there. Amen, a preacher, I said. Thank God, without fear and favor of man. A backbone like a sawed hog and preach the Bible. But there ought to be something else there, amen. I go back to the text, if you will. Psalms 122. I was glad when they said. It's a place for people, amen. I was glad, thank God. I was glad to meet people at the church house, amen. The church is a place that people are united in fellowship, thank God. They said, let us go, amen. Not you go or somebody else go, but let us go, thank God. We've already said, it's a command. Not forsaking the assembly ourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much to noise, you see the day approaching. We can learn something from these ancient worshipers, amen. If there's every day in our churches today, we need to practice love. That ought to be a characteristic of our church, amen. Thank God, you don't have to love the sin, but you ought to love the sinner. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, the Bible says. And the second is like the first. I love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what he said, amen. Ought to be some love, thank God, when you get to the church house. It ought to be a place that demonstrates forgiveness. It's amazing to me, friend. They said, well, I knew he was going to mess up. Well, if you know he's going to mess up, why didn't you warn him before he messed up, amen? And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even if God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, amen. And the Bible should take heed to yourselves. If your brother trespass against you, he shall rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. If he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, it don't take but one for us to throw him to hell, friend, and put on our foot on the neck and throw him out. He says 7 times a day, I turn again, sin, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. How Peter said, Lord, how oft shall my brother have sinned against me and I forgive him till 7 times? He didn't put a number on it, friend. It ought not be a number on your forgiveness of a brother. I say not only until 7 times, but until 70 times 7, amen. If there's a place that ought to demonstrate forgiveness, amen. We preach about the forgiveness of God. We say we are forgiven, amen. It ought to be a place of forgiveness. Now let me ask you something tonight. Do you know somebody used to be real faithful to church, at your home church, that you either you hardly see them or you don't see them at all? Anybody got your hand? It ain't a trick question. Hey, man, wonder why we ain't getting them back in the house of God. That'll be a place of restoration. House of God. Brethren, if a man, Here's what makes me sick about social media. I ain't on it. I don't. There's a lot of stuff people tell ought not be told to nobody. Some stuff in your house ought to stay in your house. It's some stuff in your church ought to stay in your church. Y'all hear me tonight? Amen. If a man's overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, is that the problem? Ye which are spiritual, restore such a one how. In a spirit of meekness, friend, consider yourself. What if it was you out there, friend? There's going to be time. I may be lost a snake in a wagon track. I'm glad God don't let all of us get down there at the same time. Amen. How y'all hear me tonight? It ought to be a place of restoration. David said, I was glad to go. I thank God there's been times, have you ever went to church since you've been saved, and in your mind, as God things was going on, you thought going to be the last time you ever go. You thought I'd quit, amen. Somebody got come by and shook your hand. I've been praying for you. I love you. I thank God somebody got up singing a song. I thank God the Holy Ghost inside. After kicking around, then the man of God said, open that Bible up. I thank God the pages started turning and the wind started blowing. Ain't long God sent a shower your way. Ain't God brightened up your day. Is that right or not? I'm telling you tonight, friend, it ought to be a place of restoration at the house of God. The Bible said, whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Ain't God is talking about they're united as a family. They were blood kin. Thank God, when I meet anywhere here, yonder, wherever, when I get around the redeemed, thank God, we are blood kin, amen. Been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, thank God. I say, listen, we come together in a meeting, amen. That's when I have my family reunion, amen. It's every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, Wednesday night. And the most of my life is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Thank God, I'm glad I got some kin folks here tonight, amen. I'm glad I got some brothers here. May not know your name, but if you're washed in the blood of the Lamb, are you my brother, whether you want to be? You my sister, whether you want to be? Are we going to spend eternity together? Amen. Thank God you said, well, I'll never act like you. I wait. Can't wait till we get over yonder. Thank God. Well, we'll learn something about worshiping God and praising God. Amen. Thank God for the family at the house of God. Now, if you will, take your Bibles and go to Matthew 21. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 21, verse number 12. Matthew 21, verse 12. Jesus went in the temple. He was meek, but he was a man. Meekness is not weakness, friend. Jesus went in the temple. And the Bible said, at the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. But you have made it a den of thieves, friend. It ought to be a place of prayer, amen. I hope you have prayer rooms, amen. I hope you meet and pray. It's a shame today. You should be here early so we can meet together and pray. They got kids going to hell. They got mamas and daddies going to hell. Neighbors, brethren, they got co-workers going to hell. They don't care enough to get down time to meet together and pray to God Almighty, amen. It's a place, thank God, for sinners. A house that got a place for sinners, amen. How to repent. I heard a man make a statement today. Me and my wife both shook our heads, amen. They said, well, I got a whole lot of people every week. They repent, but they won't get right with God. That don't even make sense, friend. They mixed up about what repentance is, amen. Our Baptist churches have got no more than Catholicism in our altar, friend. How we come down and confess that we sin. I do a little touch down knee and walk out the door and normally going right back to the same hog lot and the same slop, going to commit it again. That's not Bible repentance, friend. I come with a godly sorrow before God. That's God, and it breaks my heart. I confess it, I call it what God calls it. I name it what God names it. I call it sin like he does. And I repent of it, amen. And they'll say, by the grace of God. And you got the grace of God for every trial, every temptation, every trouble. I'm going to leave out of here. I'm not going to commit that again. The devil will have to trip me up some other way, but he ain't going to win on that one no more. It ought to be a place that a children of God can commit themselves wholly to the Lord. Now, y'all can like this or not, but it's the truth. I go up down the road, I see churches, they say they have two services a week on Sunday morning. Crowd that big, and then you come by there on Saturday. Got all the junk they don't want. Sitting in a parking lot having a yard sale at the house of God. Stew sales and bake sale. If you're guilty of it, just get right with God and he'll get mad at me. It's a disgrace around this land that people name the name of God, say they're saved. and beg lost people to come and get stuff they don't even want to sell, to pay the light bill of the house of God, pay the church payment. You listen to me, friend. Y'all hear me? God's got one way of funding His church. He had a way to fund that one out in the wilderness, friend. When they come out of Egypt, they had all the money they need and a whole lot more than they need, amen, to build what God wanted built, amen. And you listen to me, thank God. We got a church full of thieves, amen. I believe this with all my heart. If everybody's saved, they said they're saved, I would tithe and give offerings, amen. You wouldn't need a missions conference, I promise you, friend. There would be enough at the house of God to take care of every real man of God that'll preach the Bible. Thank God. He ain't changed his mind like the government every week, amen. He could have said, you live on 10% and give me the 90. I guarantee you one thing. He would never saw me begging bread, amen. Thank God. I'm telling you what, friend. We got a bunch of thieves at the house of God, and we can't have revival with thieves, friend. He came and run them out. Sales at the house of God, it's a disgrace. Verse number one, I got to hurry up. The Bible said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house. Whose house is it? House of the Lord. He mentions the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, four times. He'll call him Lord. He should have given thanks, amen, in verse number four. Give thanks, amen, unto the name of the Lord, amen. Thank God, it's the house of the Lord. We go down to give Him thanks, amen. And listen, these people made their way to the tabernacle and to the temple, amen. It cost them something to get there. It didn't cost you much to come here tonight. Huh? Most people today got vehicles and got enough money. If they had to find a place they could really serve God, they could drive 50, 100 miles every service and never miss one. Huh? I don't know nobody here walked 100 miles to get here tonight. I know walk 100 miles in sandals, friend, or ride on the back of an ass to get there, friend, and went through dust and dirt and danger. And they didn't go down and sit down somewhere, amen. They went and stood up, thank God, for the service, amen. Now the pews are too soft or they're too hot. It's too hot or it's too cold, friend. I'm telling you, we all messed up when it comes to worshiping God. It ought to be a place of praise, amen. Our Baptist churches let a bunch of charismatic I come on the scene and knock the praise out of our Baptist churches, amen. Let everything that's got breath praise the Lord. I praise you, the Lord, amen. It ought to be a place, thank God, that we can praise God. I can't speak for you, but I'd be ashamed to go to a church that a man won't preach the Bible. I'd be ashamed to go to a church that they won't praise the name of Jesus. I'll be a place of praise. We receive the death penalty because of our disobedience to God. Christ come and paid our debt, thank God, with His life. To restore, thank God, the fellowship with God, amen. The house of the Lord is a place of preaching, amen. It's a place that will have the power of God on it, amen. To save them unto the uttermost. To sanctify people. To satisfy the child of God. To sustain us. Bible said He, Jesus, preached in the synagogues in Galilee. And the Bible said they pressed Him to hear the word of God. Yeah. You listen to me, He said the Lord, Jehovah God, over 6,800 times found the Old Testament. The eternal self-existing one. Amen. Amen, listen friend. No beginning, no Moses, you tell Him, I am that I am. And He made a covenant with Abraham. And listen, I'm about to keep my covenant. I know we talked about it 400 years ago, but I'm about to keep my covenant, thank God. You tell Him I am that I am. He is a covenant-making God. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's never broke a covenant. And He keeps everyone that He saves. I'm kept by the power of God. I ain't keeping myself. So here it is in the final analysis tonight. The reason we come to church, if it's not for Him, you're coming for the wrong reason. We come for Him. Listen, friend, I would not care one thing about His word. I wouldn't care one thing about, thank God, His worship. I wouldn't give a rip about you tonight, friend. If this God of the Bible had saved me and keeps me and blesses me, amen, I want to praise Him, thank God. I want to serve Him. I want to worship Him, amen. I want to get together with other believers and worship together. Amen. Amen. Why are you here? I had enough voice, I'd cut loose, sing a little bit, but I don't have it. I'll tell you why I'm here. I once was lost in sin. Thank God that Jesus took me in. Then a life from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart in love, thank God. And He wrote my name above, hallelujah. How the Bible said, in His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise, be thankful unto Him. And bless His name. Lord, I want to stop and say, bless You, Lord. I love You, Lord, only because You first loved me. Lord, You're the best thing ever happened to me. Dear God, if You never gave me anything else, I still want to worship You and praise You. Thank You, dear God, my name's in heaven, amen. Gave me the best life a man could ever have. Bless me beyond, thank God, exceedingly abundantly above all that I could even ask or think. God's blessed my life. He gave me the best wife in the world. Gave me daughters, hallelujah, saved and worshiped Him. Gave me a church to pastor and people to preach to tonight. We serve a great God tonight. We have a failure tonight of spiritual joy and thankfulness. At the house of God, Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We're letting our circumstance and our situation, sickness, control our praise. We're looking at ourselves and everybody else too much. You keep your eyes on this world, you're going to be depressed. Some of you better cut Fox off. And bless God, you're CNN, you might all get right. We've got both of them wicked as hell. That's just truth about it. They'll keep you depressed. You'll find out they're a bunch of liars too, friend. You're getting that book right there. That's where you get your information from. It's more up to date than they know about it, friend. Thank God, just any day now. Just any day now, the Lord's going to come. Amen. Thank God, He said, occupy till I come. Don't need no robe over yonder standing on a mountain looking for Him. Now we need to be beds in the highways. Thank God, in the streets compelling them to come in, thank God, to the house of the Lord. Amen. And when they get there, they'll see some joy-filled people. Some people praising God, singing, thank God for the glory of God, and preaching like a wild man. Old man told me years ago, every time you preach like all of them going to hell and you going with them, friend. You hear me? It's a place for preparing. Let me say this and I'll be done, old man. Listen. If you're here tonight, you've been in church a while and got out, in and out. You listen to me. The best days of your life is when your feet was on the table and you was at the house of God. Well, it don't matter if you go to church or not. I got family members set at home every week. They've joined up some of that crowd on TV. That's where they send the money to. They send them a picture of them and they baptize the picture and sign them up on the roll. So they had a death in the family. I said, call y'all's preacher. Well, here it come. I said, you couldn't even get him on the line. Y'all hear me? They're going to give that crowd the money. Let them preach the service. Is it all right? It's a place for preparation. I look at these little youngs. I don't know them. I haven't come through my door the same way. It won't be long. She'll be up big as him back yonder. Old say y'all. And if you don't have them where you're supposed to be and doing what you're supposed to do at the house, they're going to miss out on their preparation. Let me tell you something. And it ain't up to this man to train your children. Ain't raised preachers, amen. They just hold up what you tell them, amen. On the same page. Listen, friend. You're to train your children at the house. Amen. And it's time for daddy to put his britches on and mama put a skirt on, amen. Let him submit to the will of God. Let her submit to the husband as he follows God. Let's do it God's way instead of sending our children to hell. Amen. What happens in our train when they get a little older? We don't like going over there no more. We want to switch churches where they play ball while the man's preaching, amen. Where they eat pizza and all that stuff, friend. I'll tell you what, the church house is a place for training your children for this life. For this life. They go in them schools. Dear God, help you tonight. I got coon dogs, bless God. Don't hold that against me. And I sure wouldn't send one of them to public school. And if you go and I'm not your enemy and I'm not being mean to you, but they'd have my coon dog running junk. Huh? Y'all here tonight? Huh? It'd be a bad day if my young'un was in school and they start teaching this evolution stuff. They wouldn't attend that class no more. Amen. Amen. Exactly right. You know why young Zach are like animals today? Bless God, we've told them they're animals so long. All this heathenistic stuff coming in the land today. Open borders, bring all your false gods, bring all your wickedness, bring your drugs. Dope our kids up at school and everywhere else, friend. Are y'all hear me? That little boxes in schools now. Did you ever think you'd live to be that stupid, amen? That anybody be that ignorant, amen? I tell them, if you got a girl, think she's a cat, give her to me back 2 or 3 days, me and my wife. I'll whip the meow out of her, amen. That's God's will, not alone she's a little girl, amen. That's God. Now they got little boys crowing like roosters, amen. They'll do anything to get their way. They've had their way, bless God, from the bassinet all the way up to the schoolhouse, and they think they can have the way there. And even that jail, friend, God help us tonight. It's a place to prepare your children for this life and the next life in eternity. It's a privilege to go to church. But when you get there, you ought to expect some things like David did. Now, you expect something from the man in the pulpit. We ought to be able to expect something out of you. I think I'll sit down one day and write out all the Sundays we need. Need one for my family reunion, one for hers, one for the beach. I don't even go to the beach, bless God. One for the beach, one for the mountains, amen. One for the fishing trip, one for the hunting trip, one for the race trip. Bless God, if I miss that many Sundays, it's a, hey, bless God, we vote you out. Walk the floor wondering where they're at. Used to call and tell you they ain't gonna come. And I'm going to be done here because I see, bless God, it's upsetting some of y'all, but that's okay. Amen. Amen. But I'll tell you what, you men, this thing right here is going to close up if y'all can't get together. 2-week meeting. Y'all hearing me? And I ain't being ugly. If you love the old time way and you want to keep it going, all of y'all to sign up and join up. Don't wait 10 months down the road and bad preachers to come. Y'all ought to get on the altar tonight by the help and the grace of God. Next year we'll have our family there for 2 weeks. When it's closed up. Same thing about school has been closed up to prayer. The courthouse, he have 10 commandments on the wall no more. I told him at my church, I'm down in the ghetto of New York preaching. My vehicle breaks down about 2 in the morning. I'm trying to go home. I see a gang of young boys coming down the street at 2 a.m. in the morning. Which would you rather meet? Would you rather meet some guys say, hey, listen, we've been down yonder. We've been studying the 10 commandments at Bible school tonight. Well, see them staggering around, said they'd been to the crack house that night. We've got too many idols in our lives. We're letting this world go to hell. God help us. You ought to expect something when you go to church house. But something ought to be expected out of you. You're just as responsible to worship Him as I am. And you'll never worship Him till you get your spirit right with His spirit. My spirit don't bear witness with Him. Ain't Bible don't say that. Now His spirit bears witness with mine. Amen. You hear me? And I'm telling you one thing, friend, but we can have a kindred spirit around Him. We ought to meet to worship. I'm sick of going places. Can I have it a minute off your arm? I'm sick. It may be wet when you get back, but sick of going to places. We ought to go to get in. instead of get out. I guarantee you that man that died Friday that said, I'll be there Sunday, maybe he'll sung one more hymn. I tell them funeral folks, charge a family $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 to bury somebody, they're going to try to rush me. That ain't going to happen. Amen. They can wait a while. Amen. I don't get a dime for being there. So they can wait on me a little bit. Amen. Huh? Listen to me. Somebody come get around the piano. Some of you folks want to sing around the piano. Come sing an invitation, please. Bring your family on. Come. I was glad. I was glad. When's the last time did you have that emotion when it come time to go to the house of God? I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It ought not ticked you off. Somebody kept inviting you to camp meeting. You ought to have been glad about it. I was glad. We ought to get on this altar tonight, renew our commitment, amen, to being faithful to the house of God. And repent, friend, of all excuses, amen. Thank God, fall in love with Him afresh and anew. Nobody ever put, my family weren't in church when I got saved. They didn't even go many, many years later after I saved. They thought he got sick with some kind of a body, physical sickness that he found out. He was dying. I found out something worse than that. I found out I was a sinner lost and on my way to hell. But the Holy Ghost always sent me to the assembly place. To the assembly place. Never had to have cards and candy and being burped and pacified and all that junk to be in the house of God. I was glad. Would go and sit in a chair like a baby in a high chair. Just want some more of the milk of that word. Hungry for the word of God. Hey, amen. Do you have that in your life? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? He promised you'd be filled. Father, I do love you. Play softly. Father, I love you tonight, dear God. Thank you, dear Lord, for the opportunity once again to be able to travel up and down the highway and come back to this place tonight. And God, I've done my best, dear Lord, to try to mind you. Try to seek your face, seek your will, which you'd have me to say in this place tonight. And I pray, dear God, we'd get together, have fellowship, the house of God, here tonight, even at this tabernacle. We'd have love together, God, and have courage and love when we leave to tell others about the place of worship. The place of praise, a place we can come, get prepared for this life and the life to come. Save it one this tale tonight. Revive the saint. We love you and praise you. Bless you in the invitation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sing, please.